I like a son like you. So from Brahmini, you are so merciful, extraordinary, helping all. So in this life, you are so engaged in helping us, all the devotees, to take them to Krishna. Only there is in this world only one biggest problem, that we have been thrown out in the ocean of Maya. And we are always suffering. So Guru, the mercy embodiment of the mercy of Krishna, they are always so worried for us. He used to wake whole night sometimes. How to make them help to take them towards Krishna? Though he was of Lord's family, but he used to work so hard for his Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot imagine. I was serving him very near, always day and night, like Namin serves me. So I know him all. Having all these qualities, he used to be with his father from boyhood. There are so many, four sons more, but he used to take this Vinod Bihari on his shoulders anywhere, classes of Gita, Bhagavat and alike. He was the captain of, always monitor of the class, and always captain of his groups of playing so many sports. His body was also very solid and very beautiful. When he joined, one of his auntie was disciple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Saraswati has promised that I will not make any lady disciple. He has promised. She went to directly, she was so learned, qualified. She went to Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, told that you have promised that you will give only initiation to male, not females. Why? What options these ladies have done? Why you will not give? They are not soul. They are not fallen from Krishna. They are not qualified to make mercy. Why? Then Prabhupada told that this moment I am giving you initiation, and he gave. He was not giving Guru Mantra to anyone, Srila Prabhupada. He used to give only Krishna Mantra,
Gaur Mantra,
and Kamgatri. Not everything. Females, not Brahma Gayatri. Only Gopal Mantra was so giving. This is initiation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also had this only. But for our qualification, after Rupa Sanatan, the line came that we are taking initiation. So when he was not giving Guru Mantra, then our Guru Maharaj went, he met him in 1916. And second initiation was done on 1999. Very beginning. At the time of Gaur Purnima festival in Mayapur. So he gave all the mantras but not Guru Mantra. And Guru Vai Namaha and all others too. He told that, why Gurudev? you are not giving us Guru Mantra. I don't give. Then I will have to go to another Guru and be initiated by another for Guru Mantra. Then he became so pleased and he gave Guru Mantra. And from there he began to give all to Guru Mantra. Guru Maharaj, when he was initiated, and perhaps before initiation or after, before, in 1917, he went to Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. At that time he was in Navadvip Kulia with so many, four or five disciples of Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Gaur Das Babaji Maharaj was sitting in a bathroom, not bathroom, but a stool room,
latrine.
In India, not like you here and all other countries. There will be one pot, and from upper side they will always full of
stool
and so insects.
Warm.
So dirty and so bad Durgandha, smelling, bad smell. Gaur Kishore Das Maharaj easily sitting there and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. He closed the door and he was from government. High classes of officers like district magistrate and all police superintendents came. Babaji Maharaj, Babaji Maharaj,
please open the door
and we want to take darshan and we want to make a very good room for you here. So please come here, there. He told that, I am sick. I cannot get up. I cannot open the door. Never. But when they reached, he opened at once. They told that we are servant of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We are disciples. At once he came and opened the door. They went inside. You see that we want to invite Prime Minister, Rashtrapati or any good officer in our
Meeting.
They don't want. Everything will be upset. They will tell Mayabad. If Prime Minister comes, what he will tell? He will tell Mayabad and all bogus things. Because he never practiced. He has no guru. But for fame and name we call all this and give him Patrika. Patrika means?
Magazine.
Oh, Rashtrapati has come. Prime Minister has come, this officer has come, but they have nothing to do with them. He gave his mercy to him and told, I am taking your all
misery,
sufferings and misery
on my head.
Be very bold and preach our whole world Krishna consciousness. So many troubles came, problems come. But our Guru Maharaj is so
bold,
powerful, bold. Swamiji also, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, so bold, never cared whole world. I also never cared for anyone. Whole world should be one party, I will be. But I will preach what our Gurudev and our disciplic orders had told. We don't want to mix karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya and all other things. We don't want money, we don't want fame, name, anything. We want pure bhakti. And in pure bhakti also that raganga bhakti for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So, our Guru Maharaj was serving his Gurudev. I am telling in short, should I take motel and then you will do? Or? You should. When he was reading in college, he used to teach principals and professors, Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So he told that, why I should lost my time? I should serve my Gurudev. What they can teach me? So he left the college. There was argument with them. They were following Mayavad. Our Gurudev cut their all arguments and defeated them. And he left that college and went to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And serving so much. After 3-4 years, his mother became so sick in home, very far away, about 1,000 miles from Mayapur in East Bengal. His eldest son also took sannyas. His father was dead. Only four sons were there. And his mother was so weeping, and last breath he was to take. So,
he was so ill.
She sent a letter to Mayapur to Srila Prabhupada that I am going to die. I want to see my child, my son, Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. So send me at once that, my son. Prabhupada called Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. Oh, your mother is so ill. She may die at once, at any time. So you should go. I am ordering you. You should go and meet and then come. Go, ordered. He came from there and hid himself in any
dark room,
chanting name and weeping. It became night. Night was past. Prabhupada asked his servant, Vinod, I have ordered Vinod to go to his mother. Whether he has gone or not, where he is, he has gone or not, you should bring a message. They told him, no, Vinod Bihari is here. I saw him night in that room. He called next day. Vinod Bihari came. I told you to go to your mother and see, because she is dying. Why you don't went there? He told, holding his hand, Gurudev, if I am going there in last days and he is dying, I know that he is not a liberated soul. She may tell that I am dying, you should keep care of this home and you should be in home and support all these boys and home. Take care. Then I will have to
carry his
last order. And then I am losing everything from life. I cannot serve him. So I decided, thinking this, that by remembering me, it is remembering you and Krishna. So he will be liberated by this. And if I am going, then I am losing your service and also his life, because he will tell me and engage me in worldly life. He may tell that you should marry and be householder. Then what to do? Then Prabhupada began to weep and tell, oh, everything is okay. You are a very bona fide devotee. Understand this? So Prabhupada, all disciples were like this. So bona fide. So he was so strong in all this. Once, there was a person, devotee, who was always criticized his god brother. Always criticizing. In his opinion, only Prabhupada was guru, and after that there were no bona fide devotees. So he used to, and he was made prominent when mutt commander there, like mutt president.
Temple president.
Srila Prabhupada has made him. And he was doing so. One day Prabhupada heard this, and he told Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, our Gurudev, Vinod Bihari, go at once and take all the luggages of that mutt commander and bullock, keep it on bullock cart and let him go from here forever. He should not be in Mayapur. He came and he sat and was thinking something. After 2 hours, Prabhupada sent another person. Go and see that what Vinod is doing. Has he expelled that person, offender, from temple or not? He went. He saw that Vinod Bihari is chanting Hari name and alone sitting and thinking something. Prabhupada called him. Prabhupada told, oh, he will not go. I know.
He will not send.
He will not take that offender out of temple. I know him. He is very soft-hearted. He told another person that go at once and carry my order. And he went and took all his luggages and he
getting out from Mayapur.
Mayapur. Next day, Prabhupada called him, Vinod Bihari. Why you don't carry my order? I have told you to get up this person out of temple. He told that, Prabhu, I know that you are so merciful. I know. If I will do, carry out this order, then next moment you will tell Vinod Bihari, he is a fallen soul. Why you did so? And you will repent. And what then I will do? I know that you don't kisi ka aparadh nahi le.
You never
don't take
any
anyone's
offense.
I know. That now, not next moment you will call me and will that bring that person. So I was seeing this. Then he became silent. And he began to think whether this person should be again brought up. But he saw that he cannot change his
mode
and he has crossed the boundary of Vaishnava aparadh. So he was not caught. But he was always worried for him that I have expelled him. So we have heard all these things from the mouth of our Gurudev. Once, when Prabhupada left this world, Guru Maharaj left that Gaudiya Math mission and he came in Calcutta and established a Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And that meeting, that council, Bhaktivedanta Swami was there. Also he was. He is one of the founders of Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti. And this Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti was named after his name. Gaudiya Vedanta, his padvi was.
Title
of Swamiji was Bhaktivedanta. So Guru Maharaj preferred that this name should be adopted. That Vedanta is bhakti. To preach this, we will have to take this name. So he kept this society's name, Gaudiya Vedanta Society, or name Bhakti Vedanta Narayan, Bhakti Vedanta Vikram, Bhakti Vedanta Bhaman, Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji also. I think that Bhakti Vedanta Swami was his 20th or 24th sannyasi. So, at that time, about so many prominent disciples of Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, were there with him, but not a single thought with them how to support more than 25 persons, devotees. You don't know the names, but I know from that Narhari Prabhu, though he was not sannyasi, but all sannyasi used to
respect him
and to do pranam. So many persons were. One day his god brother came to him in Calcutta, and he came to our Gurudev. At that day it was Ekadasi, and he had not a single paisa, you know, no money at all, nothing. Guru Maharaj wanted to respect that his god brother with so many sweets, because he was so fond of sweets. But he has no paisa at all. And there are so many Vaishnavas for mid
Anukalpa,
you know, on Ekadasi Vat Pite. But nothing was there. He was sitting on the bed and chanting Hare Krishna, and he was slightly like this and thinking what to do. What he was thinking, I don't know. But he told me this story to all. So then thinking anything, and in the, he told that, no harm, today we will be Nirjala Ekadasi. Nirjala Ekadasi, you know, without taking. So all were satisfied that today will be Nirjala Ekadasi. But what to do? His god brother came and he must be given something sweet. At once he saw that there is a bird, a very teeny bird.
Sparrow.
A sparrow, you know, very little bird. He was doing chi-chi-chi-chi and jumping here to there in the room, and he at once fell something in wrapped in cloth, and it came and it done a sound like dhan. And very near to Gurudev took that cloth and saw that there are 6 ana paisa there. Paisa means fractions of a rupee, only 1/4 of a rupee, like this.
No, more than 1/4.
How I guess?
50%.
He became so glad, and he sent a person to market. He brought so many vegetables, kaccha,
jackfruit, green jackfruit,
and so many things, and so many sweets. At that time, it was so cheap in India. Brought, and he was honored, and he was given sweet and everything. And after that, cooking was done. Vaishnava were all given anukalpa, and in the meantime, a postman came. Keshav Maharaj, you have a money order from Rangoon. Pujyapad Giri Maharaj has sent 100 rupees. At that time, 100 was equal to $100.
4,000. 4,000 rupees.
More than
that. That's it. He began to wait that Krishna has arranged all things. But we become worried. So those who are sincere Vaishnava and serving totally all by all means and senses to Krishna, he will not stop. And all his problems will be solved by Krishna himself. As you know, from Durvasa, Chakshu Darshan saved Ambarish Maharaj, and all Prahlad Maharaj, but very big demon, Hiranyakashipu. So Krishna always saves and protects and nourishes all these things. So we have seen in our Gurudev all these things. There are so many things, but it will take time. I think that you should be there at 10 a.m.
Tomorrow.
In English I will tell, you know all English. In 20, 25 or 40 minutes I will tell so many things connected with Swamiji, connected with Prabhupada and connected with Krishna. His glory is glory of Krishna. His glory is glory of His holy master, not anything of her. So I am so much fortunate. We, the disciples of our Gurudev, are so much fortunate that we have a guru like him. Guru like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Also, you are so fortunate, the disciples of Swamiji. So much fortunate to have a guru like him. It is very rare. So we are offering our lotus, our Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur and my Sikha Guru also. Here is Pujyapad Siddhar Maharaj and Puri Maharaj. I am also offering my heartly Pushpanjali to their feet also. Character. By their life history, you can be so much gainful. Try to adopt all these things. How to serve Divine Master and how to serve Krishna. Very important thing, and after that I will close that. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to give him sannyas, and for three times everything was ready. Dand was ready, red cloths were ready, also name was selected, everything was ready. But the secretary objected. Objected mane? Theek hai. Objected. That if you are giving Vinod Vihari Brahmachari, so energetic, so powerful, so expert in management and everything, writing and doing all these services. So our Gaudiya Math will be spoiled. So please don't give. He should be like a manager, secretary and all these things, managing whole Math.
None was equal to him.
None was at that time expert in all these things, to manage everything. No complaint was moving to Srila Prabhupada. All complaints and everything used to go to him, and he used to solve all these things. Even court and so many things. So Prabhupada told that I want to give, but you are giving some problem. So he kept. So three times when Prabhupada disappeared, fourth time he has a dream that, oh, Vinod, still now you have not taken sannyas and my everything is going to ruin. My parikrama has stopped. Sannyas giving is stopped. Parikrama is stopped. Nodi parikrama, all my magazines and journals, everything, writings, book, publication, everything is stopped. You should take at once sannyas. Then Guru Maharaj decided to take sannyas. But in the meantime, when Prabhupada was here in this world, 1 year, very big party of about 100,000 devotees, he was doing parikrama of Navdeep. No? And he was establishing what is Brahmin dharma religion, and what is pure devotion, love and affection and bhakti. So all the learned persons of Navadvip became upset and opposing. He was telling that now the son of Brahman is Brahman. If he has quality, then he is Brahman. And he gave that Gita. Chatur Varnam Mayas System Guna Karma Vibhas. Anyone can be Brahman by taking initiation and serving Krishna. So all became. So they wanted to kill and murder Prabhupada. So when he came in Navadvip town with so many devotees, keeping Thakurji on the back of elephant, all doing kirtan, mridanga and dancing and singing, when he was in the middle of the town, they attacked at once with soda water, bottles, warm water, bricks and stones, and they wanted to kill at once. At that time, all scattered here and there, forsaking their lives. Elephants fled from there, and all were, all disciples and everything
scattered here and there.
But our Gurudev, Srila Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, took Prabhupada and went, entered in a room, in a house. He used to know him from beginning, before. And he was a devotee. And he entered in and set this Prabhupada. He took the...
He changed
the cloth. He gave his white dress to Prabhupada. And took himself
his sonnas cloth.
His red cloth, danda, and became Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati himself. And thus he sent him, Prabhupada, to Mayapur safely. And he was there. And after police came, after that, in safety, he also went to Mayapur.
Then everybody saw that is Vinod Bihari.
So, if Prabhupada's dand is there, Prabhupada has given his dand himself.
And his own cloth.
And his own cloth, sannyasi vest, then what remains? So, he gave at that time his sannyasi. So, we think that Prabhupada has given sannyasi to him. And after that, he took sannyas in Katwa Nagar.
Mahaprabhu took sannyas.
Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took himself sannyas from Sridhar Maharaj.
From Keshav Bharati Mahaprabhu.
Mahaprabhu took sannyas from Keshav Bharati, but Guru Maharaj took name. And he told that Prabhupada has kept my name, you know, Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. Oh, he accepted. Oh, it is very good name. And he told that your name is also Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. So we see all these things, extant things in him. So Prabhupada has given him himself sannyas. So there are so many things we will describe there
tomorrow.
So many things, lot of things.
After that, you shall give Pushpanjali.
So now we will do one kirtan, Nitai Pada Kamala Krishna Dasam, and after this we will give Pushpanjali here in the lotus feet of. A translation tomorrow?
Yes.
Or you want to hear? You know though. How many persons are here that have not understood?
Mahendra Sunu.
Acha.